What's up, guys? I'm here in Eugene, Oregon, where I'm going to be filming a day in the life with Cameron Haynes, who's a famous bow hunter, long-distance runner, friend of David Goggins, and has been on Joe Rogan many times. Today, we're going to be climbing a mountain, doing some archery, possibly an ice bath, and filming a podcast. Let's do it. All right, so the day in the life of Cam Haynes starts. We're here with Cam Haynes himself. Normally this starts with what, a half marathon?
Yeah, I mean, we'll feel it out. We'll see how you're doing. Maybe we'll go further. Maybe this is gonna be too easy.
Did you see my face when he said that? I'm gonna keep my confidence. Cam says, be confident.
She's gonna get up to the top and say, is this it? This is all we're doing?
We'll help. Either way, you guys are gonna see it, so let's go.
I always think this is a good spot for a photo. You want to try it?
I don't know if I want to try this. Take a seat right here. That's as far as I got. This is like the Chronicles of Narnia. Except way less fun.
Yeah, look at that.
There we go.
Nice work. You did it.
Oh, we did it. Oh my gosh.
Most snow you've ever seen, but you had to pay for it.
Paid dearly. Oh my gosh. But I'm so glad I did this. Wow. I mean, you did too. Taylor, you also came up this mountain. How are you feeling?
I only stopped once. Did you stop? Be honest.
Oh, I stopped.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You ready to take this rock?
Oh, gosh. There's no way. This is 70?
72, yeah.
If I can handle that, maybe.
Got it.
Let's go back down the mountain, guys. We're headed out.
Look at this. Freaking beast. Beast. How's it feel?
It feels like I'm going to hand it back to you very soon.
You're a beast. We got to sign this. Everybody has to sign it.
Oh, that's awesome. Did it. Oh my gosh, my calves. Are they superhuman now?
We're gonna do a little loop down, go down and around. We'll probably end up getting, what's the furthest you've run?
Like maybe 3 miles, okay. If that,
I don't know. We're gonna beat that. You'll get at least five today.
Nice.
How does that sound?
Sounds great.
This is all the climbing.
Okay, good.
So you
did
awesome.
Downhill from here on out.
You did awesome. be careful here.
Yeah, I can see myself slipping. The story of this morning has been that Cam is always way ahead.
I think I just discovered my shoes are not waterproof.
Okay, see, I discovered that long ago.
Just watch your step with these rocks. It's a little bit rocky right here.
Okay, rocky road. This doesn't taste like rocky road. I feel like Kevin from The Office when Michael tries to put broccoli in his mouth.
Eat it. God,
I hate it.
I don't care whether you hate it. You say
Michael,
you do it.
This is what I feel like. Oh, good morning. How are people doing this? There's old people up here getting a chance to take in and bask in the glory of Oregon. Oh my gosh, I can't stand Oregon.
Yeah, be careful.
Okay, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, sometimes I see elk here. There's a herd that hangs out down here, but I don't see them. Sometimes I see lion tracks here because the mountain lions like to hunt this timber here. Huh. Anytime there's animals, that means it's good hunting, so the lions will be here too.
That'd be a way to go out.
Make a good story.
PragerU personality. Dead filming YouTube video. Oh God. Wim Hof, control your breath. Okay, breaking. Holy, I have the excuse of saying I'm a woman. Does that still work? We're still gonna shoot bow and arrow after this. Weightlift and do a podcast.
I love sharing this with people because everybody who's come has done more than they've ever done before. And it's just like, as you said, sometimes we need a reminder that, wow, I can achieve more than I thought, more than I've done, and like push that limit. It's like without somebody there, it's really easy to say, it's good enough. If you want to go fast, go alone. You want to go far, go with a team.
This is a solid team today. I was watching you just going ahead and I thought, okay, gotta keep up. So what are we off to next?
We're gonna go get some dry shoes on because your feet are probably wet.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna go shoot your new bow.
This place is dope. Cam's over here making me special glasses with one of the eyes covered because apparently my eyes have trouble establishing dominance when shooting. So he's making me special glasses. But also, I can't wink, guys. You see that? If I've ever winked on the show, it's because I cheat to the camera.
We're gonna put a balloon for you to shoot and hopefully pop, but we're also gonna step back and make it a long distance shot, see if you can do it.
Okay, we're gonna beat any records maybe?
The women's record is 48 yards, which is a long shot, but never say never.
Never say never.
I believe in you.
We're gonna go kill some balloons.
There you go. Right to the left of it.
Right to the left of it, okay.
Yeah, hold on.
It's going down this time.
I know. Very confident.
Okay.
You're shooting good. Very consistent. Slowly squeeze.
High and right.
Oh, yeah. You must have done something a little bit different.
No.
All right. We got to earn this.
We have to.
Those balloons' days are numbered.
Okay.
Slowly squeeze. Yes.
Woo!
Nice.
You got it down.
Nice job.
Nice.
Great job. Let's try it right here. Okay, slowly squeeze. Oh, that was looking good. I thought I was gonna get it. Make sure stance looks good. Okay. Pull back. Make sure that posture's good. Yep. That looks pretty good. Slowly squeeze. Oh, God, I thought that was it. Right above it. Oh,
oh
my God, here we go. I thought that was it. That looked good. You're recording this one? This is gonna be it. Wind kicked up too. I don't know if it pushed it over. Yeah, make sure you're not twisting that. There you go. Back to your face. There you go. Slowly squeeze. Yes! Yes! Nice!
We got it!
Great job.
Oh my God.
49 yards.
It's a lift, run, shoot record.
Oh,
okay, at least
I love
for women.
It. I love it.
Oh, man.
Did you get that?
We got it. Yo.
Great job.
That is wild. Thanks, Cam.
Woo. How far are we, Cam?
105. Sound like a bomb going off. Feel this. Like, pull that bow back.
I don't know if I'll be able to even. That's unbelievable. Okay, I'm really gonna try. Okay, hold on. There's not going back. How many pounds is that?
Yeah.
I should do my Katniss Everdeen. I've accomplished all that I've set out to accomplish today, and I don't really have to do anything else. No.
Man, you did the bar so easy.
I know.
These are called Arnold presses. If you start here and then go here.
Okay.
Do 20 of those.
Okay.
You feeling it yet?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Good. Yeah, that's what we want. Yep. Can you do that 20 times?
I think.
So we do that. I'll do this. Good job. There you go. Now you can do 20 of these.
20?
What do you have now?
5.
One more. Last one.
Okay.
There you go. Good. Perfect. Now over here.
Okay.
Like this. So it's just for your back of your arms.
Gotcha.
You can do 20 of those.
I think so. 5. Whew.
How does it feel?
Oh, burning. The arms good. Are burning. I don't know who came up with this day in the life idea, but you're fired.
Okay, you're up again.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Taylor, this is a tap-in situation. 12.
Last one. Perfect. Good job. Warmed up yet?
More than warmed up.
You're making that look too easy. I got it. Nice job. Almost done. Get your last 10. Last 10.
If you call now, campaigns will make you do 10 more.
One more. Go down. Ooh. Okay, up. You got it. Gosh. You went to failure. That's what we want. That's how you grow. We did it. Good job.
Thanks. You're a good coach. Oh my gosh.
You did good.
I survived, which was really all I wanted. I'm getting the ice bath.
We're at 33 degrees. We've had a great day at Run Love Shoot. She's just been killing it, and now she wants to cap off her day here in Oregon with jumping in my cold tub. Start the timer when you get
okay.
in.
Okay, I just want it to be on record that I'm doing this alone. Not that bad.
There you go. It started. How does it feel?
Cold.
You're cold. Doing great. I cannot believe how well you're doing.
Wait, what? That's easy now. Okay.
You're making it look way too easy. People are going to think this is a hot tub. Except for the ice floating around.
Man, I need to hire Cam as my personal trainer is also what I've learned today. I know his rates are probably through the roof. I don't know if I'll ever have another day quite like this one.
There's 2 minutes right there.
You climb mountains, you do ice baths, you lift, you shoot, you do a lot of things that can bring about discomfort for the average human being. What do you think about modern comfort culture?
I think we have it too easy. Most humans are a shell of themselves with what they're capable of. It's easy to take the path of least resistance, but if we embrace that path of suffering, of challenge, it snaps something in your brain like, okay, I overcame. I made this decision today that I already won this. What else can I win? Pretty soon you're going down this whole other path that you never thought you'd go down, and it's all based on one small decision.
What is your advice to Gen Zers who are not yet making those choices?
I know that it's hard to find a path. I've been that person, and once I quit making excuses, then a whole world of possibility opened up. I want to go to bed every night knowing that I gave everything I had to that day, mentally, physically, and hopefully inspiring others to do the same.
And to expand on that, so somebody watches this and they go, I'm so inspired by Cam. He's running up mountains, he's doing archery, he's lifting. Where do I start? I want to start tomorrow. What's your advice to motivate that person?
I say get out the door. Push yourself, push your limits from one day to the next. Pretty soon, maybe you're running a marathon. Maybe you're carrying a rock up a mountain. Maybe you're shooting an arrow and hitting a balloon at 49 yards. But it all starts with that first movement outside. You know, on this table here, it says we must endure. And it talks about being Roy Tough. That's my friend who got me started bow hunting. He died in 2015. But the lesson there is we must endure and we must keep hammering, must keep fighting, because this life should be cherished and we can make a difference. We can impact others. We can help others live a more fulfilling life, but we must endure because that's the lesson that we're putting out there. Keep fighting, keep hammering, keep enduring. Who knows what's possible for you out there? Get out there and do it. I'm gonna do it, you can too.